Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Gimel. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shloima Ben Avram Isaac HaKoyen. That's my great grandfather, my mother's grandfather. So may today's learning be an Eloi to his neshama. So we're moving along here in Perek Arba Mises Bezdin. We've gone into great detail describing mitzvah skila, a little bit lesser detail mitzvah srefa and mitzvah sayif, and now we're up to the fourth of the Arba Mises Bezdin, and that is chenek. So the Mishnah, mitzvahs hanichnokim. So how exactly did chenek play itself out? They would take the person that was going to be killed, they would stick him knee deep into Zevel. The noisen sudar kashal techaraka. They would take a hard sudar, wrap it into a softer sudar. The kerichal tzavare, tie it around his neck. There were two people standing on the two sides of him. Zemboy shechetzle, one would pull towards him. The zemboy shechetzle, the other would pull towards him. Anche nafshe yoytzes, until he chokes. In other words, chenek, which means choking, was administered by two people. They would take sudarim, put it around his neck. Each one would slap towards him, and that's the way they would choke him. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, the ish ashe yinaf es eshes ish, ashe yinaf es eshes re'eyu, mois yumas hanoye fahanoyefas. So this pasuk is describing an eshes ish that's mezana, or a man that's mezana with an eshes ish. It's the same thing. The halach is that both of them are chayiv mois yumas hanoyev v'hanoyefes. Now the reason this is mentioned right here is because they're chayiv chenek, and we just learned the Mishnah of mitzvahs hanechnokim. So the sugya, the Gemara that's going to discuss mitzvahs chenek, begins with this halach, and then it's going to get into more general ideas regarding mitzvahs chenek. So it says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan ish, the Torah begins this pasuk of someone that's boil an ishes ish with the word ish, prat l'katan. It's coming to exclude a katan. That a katan that is boil an ishes ish, being that he's a katan, he's not an ish, he's excluded from the parsha of ishes ish. Asheyina fes ishes ish. When it says that only someone that is boil an ishes ish, prat l'ishes katan, it's coming to exclude that somebody that's boil an ishes katan, she's not considered an ishes ish. The halach is, again, you're not going to have mois yumas hanoyef hanoyefes. Eishes re'eyu. When the Torah chazers the word eishes re'eyu, probably eishes acherim, Rashi says that that means that there's no eishes ish if it's the wife of an eino Yehudi. Mois yumas, finally, what we really need when it says in the Torah mois yumas, it means bechenek. Says the Gemara, atam bechenek. You say it means cherek, in al machas kol misamuris b'Torah. Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means skila, sreifa, herek. How do you know it means cherek? Amrit, kol makam shenem. Anytime it says in the word mois yumas, and it doesn't clarify which one of the mises bezdin we are discussing, so Rabbi Yoshia says, now I know that an eshes ish that's mezana is chayiv chenek, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what misa he's supposed to get, which means it's stam misa, and stam misa is chenek. Why? Simply because I don't really know what misa it is, because it's stam, the Torah didn't say. So what do you do if you have a suffix? You have to go l'kula. You're not going to go l'chumra. You're going to go l'kula. Which one of the four Mises Bezdin is the one that's the most kula dig? It's chenek. So Rav Yoshia said that an eshes ish that's mezana, or someone that's mezana with an eshes ish, where it says in the Torah, mois yumas hanoyef hanoyefes, what misa does it mean? A misa chenek. Even though there is no remez in the Torah to chenek, but it says misa stam misas bezdin is chenek. Why? Because einat rashay lemoishcha lahachmir aleh elo lahakel aleh. And what's the kula? Chenek. Rabbi Yenison says loy mipnei shehikal. That's not the reason. It's true. I agree with the halach. But the reason is not because it's the most cooler. It's because stam misas chenek. Meaning, I agree with the principle, stam misas chenek, and therefore I agree with your halacha that in eshes ish that's mezana, the noyef and the neyef is both going to be chayiv chenek. But it's not for your reason. You're telling me because it's the misa hakula, that's not the reason. It has nothing to do with that. Loy mipnei shehi kal. Why then is stam misa chenek? Meaning, Rabbi Yoshia gave a svara. What was the svara? So if chenek is the most cool, it makes sense where the Torah did not reveal which Mises Bezdin it intended you should administer, give the one that's the most kludic. But Rabbi Yonason said, that's not the reason. But still, Rabbi Yonason agrees that Stam Mises Chenek. What's the reason for it? So he said it's based on something that Rabbi said. Rabbi said, Nemar Mises B'dei Shemayim. It says, Mises B'dei Shemayim, Nemar Mises B'dei Adam. Ma Mises Umur B'dei Shemayim She'im Baroishim. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills somebody, an ordinary Mises B'dei Shemayim. So how does that play itself out? It's a Mises She'im Baroishim. Most people, when they die, nothing changes to their guf. The physical appearance of the person that died doesn't change from when he was alive. It's usually his heart stops. Something internally happens, and that causes him to die. Af misa muri b'dei adam, misa she'im b'roshim. So when we say mois yumas, whenever it says in the Torah, not misa, we assume that it's going to be a misa that's similar to misa b'dei shamayim. And just like misa b'dei shamayim is a misa she'im b'roshim, so too, stam misa has to be misa she'im b'roshim. What's a misa she'im b'roshim? Chenek. Says the Gemara, it's true. Chenek was aimed by Roshan, but the aim of Sreifa. Sreifa is also Miso, she'aimed by Roshan, based on the Maskonas HaGemara from yesterday, the Mishnah, that said that the Sreifa of Misa's Bezin was not Sreifa's Kolaguf, it was Sreifa's Neshama Vaguf Kayim. So if the Guf is Kayim, it's also Miso, she'aimed by Roshan. Meaning, I understand it's not Skila, Uskaltem Bavonim. Vamesu, that's clearly a misa sheyesh by roshim. Sayef is definitely a misa sheyesh by roshim. But says the Gemara, there are two misas that are aimed by roshim. Chenek is aimed by roshim, and sayef is aimed by roshim. So mehechet tesi stam misa should be chenek, maybe stam misa should be tzreifa. So the Gemara says, because midam rachmona avas koyin b'tzreifa, by bas koyin the Torah singled out tzreifa. Michlal the whole lot bas tzreifa here. So what do you see from here? You see that stam misa is not tzreifa because stam. If Stam Misa was Reifa, the Torah could have just mentioned Stam Misa by Bas Koyen, and the halacha would have been Reifa. Elamai, Stam Misa is not Reifa. Stam Misa is Chenek, and a regular Eishesish that's Mazana gets Chenek. It's only a Bas Koyen that's an Eishesish that's Mazana that gets Reifa. But an ordinary Eishesish that's Mazana does not get Reifa. What does an ordinary Eishesish that's Mazana get? A Misa that's Ke'en Misa B'dei Shamayim, where it's a Misa She'en B'i Roshim, where it's a Misa that's Guf Kayim. If it's not Reifa, and we know it can't be Skila and Sayef, because those two Misas do have a Roshim, so back to the envelope arithmetic process of elimination, the only misa that it could possibly be is chenek. So says the Gemara, Bishlam and Rabbi Yonason, Kidem Mefarish, Rabbi Taima. Now, the Gemara now flips. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason. How or why is it that stam misa is chenek? Rabbi Yoshia said, stam misa is chenek because misa is the most kuladik of the four misa is bezdin, and if you're not sure which misa to give, einat rashoy lemoshcha lahachmer aleh, ela lahakol aleh. Rabbi Yonason said, loy mipnei shehikal. Why then is stam misa chenek? Because he learns it from misa b'dei shamayim. Misa b'dei shamayim is a misa she'im b'roshim. Stam misa has to be a misa she'im b'roshim. There are two of the dalad misas that are misa she'im b'roshim. One of them is Sreifa. The other one is Chenek. I know it's not Sreifa. Must be that it's Chenek. So, afraid to go up Bishlam and the Rabbi Yonason and the Mefarish. Rabbi Taima. I understand she thinks Rabbi Yonason now. El Rabbi Yoshio. But according to Rabbi Yoshio, mi mai de iko Chenek ba'olam. Maybe there's no Chenek at all. Amos Saif. Maybe it's Saif. Because according to Rabbi Yonason, there has to be a Chenek. There has to be another Mises Bezdin that's in by Roshan that's not Sreifa. So, the three Mises that are Mefurish Batoira are Skila, Sreifa and Sayef. I know that Stam Misa is a Misa She'im by Roshim, that's not Sreifa. I know it's not Skila and Sayef, because those are Misa She'yesh by Roshim. I also know it's not Sreifa. So there has to be a fourth Misa that's in by Roshim. So even though it doesn't say Chenek anywhere before it's in the Torah, this must be Chenek. But according to the Rabbanon, where there's no such drasha of Misa She'im by Roshim, how then do I know Stam Misa Chenek? Because it's the most cool thing in the Misa. That presupposes that there's something called Chenek. Maybe there's no Chenek in the first place. Right? Maybe there's no Chenek. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Arba Misa's Gemara Gemira Lahu. There was a Mesoira, Halach L'mesh Misinai, that there were four Misa's Bezdin. Says the Gemara, it's for that reason that we assume that Stam Misa is Misa's Chenek. My Lord Mekneisha Hikalo, Zach the Gemara, Kamiflagi, Beplukta, Rab Shimon, Verabana. Going back to Rabbi Yonason's original argument to Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia said Stam Misa's Chenek because Einat Rashoy L'mesh L'hachmer El L'hachlolo. Rabbi Yonason said, Lord Mekneisha Hikalo. What was Rabbi Yonason essentially saying? He was Shitas Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that what is the most cool thing of the four Misa's? It's not chenek. Rav Shimon argued with the Rabbanon on 2 points. Number one, which is the most chamer? Is it skila or is it sreifa? And also, which is the most kuladik? Is it chenek or is it Saif? Rav Shimon said the most kuldig is Saif, the most kuldig is not Chenek. That's Rav Yonasan Shita. That's Rav Yonasan said. I'm telling you that the reason Stam Mises Chenek is not because it's Kala. I hold like Rav Shimon. That's the Tifkeit and Shita's Rav Yonasan. He holds like Rav Shimon that really Chenek is not the most kuldig of Misa. Bottom line is, what we have from this Gemara, just to summarize, is that there's four Mises Bezdin. The fourth one of the Mises Bezdin that are mentioned here in the Perek is Chenek. Chenek is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say Chenek. It says Skila many times. It says Sreifa. It says Sayef with Ficharev. The only Misa that's not mentioned anywhere before in the Torah is Misa's Chenek. And ironically, Stam Misa's Chenek. So most people that are Chai Misa's Bezdin in the Torah are going to end up getting Chenek. Because wherever the Torah is not Mefarish, what the Misa is, it's going to be Chenek. But at the same time, Chenek is not mentioned anywhere before in the Torah. And the Gemara says at the end of the day, how we know there's something called Chenek and why Stam Misa's Chenek is a Machlokes Rav Yosi and Rav Yonasan. According to Rav Yosi, even though it doesn't say Chenek anywhere before in the Torah, there was a Messiah that there's a fourth Mises Bezdin. And at the same time, wherever the Torah says Stam Misa, you have to assume it's going to be something very cooling. So whatever that Misa was, it had to be a little bit less severe than the three that are Mefurish in the Torah. It had to be a little less severe than Skila, Sreif, and Herek. Chachamim assumed that it must be Chenek, and Stam Misa is going to end up being Chenek. According to Rabbi Yonasan, Chenek is not mentioned Mefurish in the Torah, but at the same time, there was a limud from Misa B'dei Shamayim that made us realize that there has to be another Misa's Bezdin that's aimed by Roshim, so we have a little bit more information about it. It's aimed by Roshim, where the guf is going to be Kayin. What is that? Chachamim assumed that it's going to be Chenek, and Stam Misa they assumed was not because it's Kala. To the contrary, the Gemara says at the end that Rabbi Yonasan really holds like Rabbi Shimon. Why then is Stam Misa going to be Chenek? Because we need it to be similar to Misa B'dei Shamayim, where the Guf is Kayin. Amalei Rav Zeira L'Abaye. So the Gemara is going to bring now an interesting exchange between Rav Zeira and Abaye that could have very easily been after the next Mishnah. We'll see in the course of the Shach Levitari why the Gemara is bringing it right here. The next Mishnah that we're going to learn is Elohein HaNeskolim. The Mishnah is going to go and it's going to start detailing different Averis for which Yechayiv Skila. Now, there are many people. The Mishnah itself mentions 18 examples. 18 Averis for which you're going to be Chayiv Skila. It's a lot more. But 18 are mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, amongst the 18 that are mentioned in the Mishnah, some of them it's Beforish. Some of them, if you look in the Parsha, in the Torah itself, the Torah says that you chayev skila, but most of them, it's not mefurish anywhere. How do you know all the other ones are chayev skila? It's learned out from oivi yadayni. If somebody was shoyel oivi yadayni, those were forms of kishuf. We'll speak about that at some point. But those were different forms of kishuf that, right, Shaul HaMelech, when he wasn't sure if he should fight against the Philistines, where he was ultimately killed, he goes to a balasai. So oivi yadayni is something that's mentioned in the Torah. It's aser. If someone shoyel oivi yadayni, is chayev skila, and we learn from there, just like by Oivi Yadayini, the skila, so to all these other parshias, where the Mishnah says the skila, that learned out from there. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Zeira L'Abaye, Rav Zeira told Abaye, Shar HaNiskol Leisivu Skila, all the Niskol mentioned in our Mishnah, that it doesn't say Mefurish in their respective parshias that there's a Chiv Skila, the Gamri by Oivi Yadayini, and how do we know that there is skila? We learn it from Oivi Yadayini, but my Gamri, how do we learn it? What was this Tut Stadim? Meaning, Rav Zeira sat down and he looked at the parasha of Oivi Yadayini and he wanted to see what that parasha has in common with all the other Niskalim. And he realized there's two things that has in common. Oivi Yadayini says Mois Yumsu, all those Niskalim it also says Mois Yumsu. By Oivi Yadayini it says Demeyim Bam, and boy, all those Niskalim it also says Demeyim Bam. And Rav Zeira wasn't sure, what's the limud? Is the limud Xer Shava Mois Yumsu? Or is the limud exer shava d'meyim bam? Amalei told him back, but d'meyim bam, gamri, it's d'meyim bam. Because even mois yumsu gamri, because if you're going to tell me that it's mois yumsu, d'meyim d'meyim lovely, why did they have to write d'meyim bam? Must be d'meyim bam is mufna, right? That is the building block of the exer shava. But he told him back, Reb Zeira, elamai b'd'meyim, d'meyim gamri, so you're telling me it's d'meyim d'meyim, mois yumsu lovely. Why does it say mois yumsu? I mean, you can't tell me that the limud is d'meyim bam, or because otherwise, why does it say Dmeyim Bam? I could then say maybe the limud is Mois Yumsu. Because if not, why does it say Mois Yom Suf? Meaning, Manav Shach, isn't something going to be a little bit extra over here? Mara says, no, Mois Yom Suf is not an extra. At the time, we went to the Brisa, Mois Yom Suf, Samakr, Mitzayachu. We've had this already. How do you know if somebody is Chai Mises Bezin, for whatever reason, you can't give him the Misa that you're supposed to give him? Shat Yochel HaMisa, Bechol Misa, you can give him any Misa. Talmud Boimer, Mois Yom Suf, Samakr, Mikomok. It's learned out from Mois Yom Suf. So Mois Yom Suf is not extra, must be, it's the Mayim Bom, that's what's extra. And that is the Gzeira Shabbat. So it says the Mayim Bam by Ovi Yadayni. It says the Mayim Bam by all the other Neskalim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, where it doesn't say Skila Mefurish in that Parsha. It does say the Mayim Bam. The Mayim Bam says that just like the Mayim Bam by Ovi Yadayni means Skila, so too in all those by those Parshias, you're going to have Skila as well. Amalei Rav Achi Midiftali Ravina. So Rav Achi told Ravina, the Ibn Mois Yom Suf Gamri, Maiko Kashli. It sounds like from the way Rav Zeira presented his Shaila to Abaya that Rav Zeira was setting Abaya up. Meaning, he asked him a Shaila. His Shaila was, we learned the Sharon is coming from Ayat Yadayna. Do we learn it from Mois Yom Suf, or do we learn it from Dmei and Bam? That was a Shaila. It sounds like there's probably some Nafgamina. There must have been some Nafgamina. There was some setup over here. It's obvious that he wasn't just asking him this question out of curiosity. He wanted something with it. What happened was Abaya answered the question and it deflated Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira didn't have a kasha anymore after he responded because he didn't give him the answer that he was looking for, or he didn't give him the answer that would beget the follow-up question. What was Rav Zeira's shayla? Again, Sharon is gone. Do you learn it from Mois Yom Suf, or do you learn it from Dmei and Bam? He told him you learned it from Dmei and Bam. In the mail, there was no follow-up. You learn from Dmei and Bam. Mois Yom Suf, the rabbi is called Misais. If you can't give the Misa Ksuva Betayra, so there was no shayla. But it sounds like that had he learned it from Mois Yom Suf, then there would have been a follow-up question, and the follow-up question would have been something. The question is what? The Ibn Mois Yom Suf Gamri, Maiko Kashale, and that's essentially the Gemara's Kasha. What would the follow-up question have been? Says the Gemara, maybe the Kasha would have been very poshut. Ishes Ish, that's Mizana, is Chayiv Chem. Why? Because it says Mois Yumas. The kasha would have been, why is it Chayiv Chenek? Lemesi v'lemigmar Mois Yumas v'ayvi Yadayini. Just like we learned the Sharan is calling from Ayvi Yadayini from Mois Yumsu, let's learn Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, the Nayef and the Nayef, should also be Chayiv Skila from Mois Yumsu v'ayvi Yadayini. Meaning Bishloim of the Limud is the Mayim Bam, which Abaya said is what it is. That is the Limud. So Bishloim of the Limud is the Mayim Bam. So you can't ask me a kasha from Mois Yumsu that it says by Nayef and Nayef. It doesn't say the Mayim Bam over there. It says Mois Yumsu. It's Tam Misa, which is Chenek, and that's why the Chayiv Chenek, they're not going to be Chayiv Skila. But the kasha was that if the Makar is Mois Yumas, then maybe the halacha should be that just like the Sharon is called, and we learn Mois Yumas from Ovi Yadoni, let's learn Eishas Ish, that's Mezana, should also be Chayiv Skila from Ovi Yadoni. Malahal Meskilaf Kam Meskila. But the Gemara says it can't be. That's not a good kasha. That couldn't have been Reb Zeir's follow up question. Because Midam Rachman Arusa Beskila, being that Anaira Murasa gets Skila, Machal Dinasu Alab Beskila. From the fact that Naira Murasa gets Skila, I know that Nesua doesn't get Skila. So I know it's not Skila. And even though it says Mois Yumas, which technically should allow me to learn from Ovi Yadayini, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I know that it can't be Skila. Must be it's going to be Chenek. So that couldn't have been the follow-up question. Ela Maka Ova V'Imoy Kakashna. The follow-up question would have been Maka Ova V'Imoy. Maka Ova V'Imoy. The halacha is Chayiv Chenek. Why? L'meisi u'lemigmar v'Ovi Yadayini. It says Mois Yumas over there. So Mois Yumas is Stam Misa is Chenek. But the kasha is that if Mois Yumas is the building block of the Gzeirah Shava for the Sharon is calling from Ovi Yadayini, so let's learn Mak Ova V'Imoy from Ovi Yadayini as well. Says the Gemara, the Iyat Rashoi, El Mak Ova V'Imoy Kakashali, the Mesif of the Gemara Ovi Yadayini. But the Gemara says that's not a Kash either. Because Ad the Gamri Ovi Yadayini, Ligmar Eish is Ish. The Iyat Rashoi, the Moshech Lahachmala, El Lahakalala. That's not a kasha either. The reason it's not a kasha is because even though it says Mois Yumas by Makov Avimoy, and it says Mois Yumas by Ovi Yadayini, so based on that, let's learn from Ovi Yadayini that it should be Chayiv Skila. The problem is it also says Mois Yumas by Eishes Ish, that's Mezana. And Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, we said for sure is only Chayiv Chenek and not Skila. How do you know for sure you're not Chayiv Skila? Because Naim Ras is Skila. So obviously Eishes Ish Nesua is not going to be Chayiv Skila. And once you can be Makish something Lahachmer Lahakal, of course you're going to go Lahakli, you're not going to go Lahachmer. So there's no such kasha that Ish, that Makov of Imoy should be Chayiv Skila. So that couldn't have been the kasha either. So what was Reb Zeira's kasha? Reb Zeira was almost baiting Abaya. He was asking Abaya, what's the limud? How do I know that the Sharon is called Chayiv Skila? I learned from Ovi Yadayini,
Do I learn it from Dmei Yambam? Do I learn it from my assumes? He told me to learn it from Dmei Yambam. You learn it from Dmei Yambam. Rabbi Zeir said, Chamish Kan Kash. But the Gemara somehow is Medayik. It's a very subtle dick. But the Gemara is Medayik that it sounds like that had Abaye told Rabbi Zeir that I learned it from my assumes, he would have came pouncing back with a follow-up question. What would that follow-up question have been? So the Gemara, this is the follow-up question. Sharon Neskolim Gufayu Kan Kashule. His Kasha would have been, Abaye, all the Neskolim, you're telling me you learned it out from my assumesu? Because it says my assumes by Ovi Yadayni, and by all those cases it says my assumes. Mechitesi, I can find you a case where it says Mois Yumas and it means Chenek. For sure. What is that? Eishes Ish, that's Mazana. That's what got into the sugya. Eishes Ish, that's Mazana. It's Tam Misa and Tam Misa is Chenek. For sure over there it means Chenek. So what's the Kasha? Add the Gamu, Ivy Yadani, look, we're Eishes Ish. Mechitesi, learn Mois Yumas from Ivy Yadani, tell me Chayv Skilo. Maybe learn Mois Yumas from Eishes Ish, that's Mazana and it's Yumi Chenek. That would have been the follow up question, but it's all theoretical. It's hypothetical. It could have, would have, it should have. Lamaisa, Abaye told Rav Zeir, the Limud is not Mois Yumas. The Limud is the Mayim Bam. If the Limud is the Mayim Bam, it's not a Kasha. If Limud would have been Mois Yumas, so how do you know Sharon Eskalim, Skila, because it says Mois Yumas. And it says Mois Yumas by Ivi Adayni. It also says Mois Yumas by Eish Tish, that's Mazana over there, it's Chanak. Therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Zeir couldn't have asked, he didn't have the ability to ask this follow-up question because Abaye didn't give him the answer that beget this follow-up question. Either way, before we go weiter, there's just one important Rashi tucked away on daf nun beis amud beis that you can't go weiter without mentioning. That is right in the beginning of the Braisa. So we're discussing the pasuk of an ishes ish that's mezana. The Torah says v'ish asheyinaf es ishes ish, asheyinaf es ishes reyeu mois yumas hanoyef v'hanoyef. Why is it mentioned over here? Because we're learning the mishnah of mitzvas hanechnokin. We're talking about misas chenek, and an ishes ish that's mezana gets chenek. Even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, chenek, but it says mois yumas and stam misa, whether you hold like the chachamim, that chenek is the least chomer of the dalet misais, whether you hold like Reb Shimon, that it's not, it doesn't matter. Everybody agrees, kuli al maloi pligi, that stam misa, right, you have to remember that. According to Reb Shimon, even though sayef is the least chomer misa, it doesn't mean stam misa is sayef. Everyone holds stam misa is chenek, and that's why it's mentioned over here. But the Gemara brought a braisa that darshan this pasuk. The ish asheyinaf prat lekatan. Asheyinaf es eishes ish prat leishes katan. So you have a pasuk in the Torah, a drasha, eishes ish prat leishes katan. Meaning, solka daita chamina, I would have thought that if you have a katan, what's a katan? He's 11 years old, he gets married, his wife, I would have thought, is an eishes ish. So if somebody's mezana, mois yumas hanoyef hanoyefes, says the Torah, no. Ish, prat lekatan, that in eishes katan, there is not going to be the parsha of eishes ish. The obvious question is, eishes katan? Could a katan get married? How could a katan get married? A katan can't go to the grocery store and buy something. Puta is mechamekach, memkar, memkar, ala rishaynabanu etzaren. But the point is, a katan is someone that's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. A katan is someone who's technically his kinyanim is nanak. So how could a katan, in theory, get married? Says Rashi, that it's true, a katan can't get married. And if a katan can't get married, you should not need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody's mezana with an eishes katan, he's not being mezana with an eishes ish. But says Rashi, now I know that a katan can't get married. I know it from this sugya. Prat eishes katan, ashma ina, the katan ain't like kedushin. The makar is this sugya right here. That means without this gemara right here in Sanhedrin and Beis on the base, I would have thought that a katan could get married. And what would that be based on? All the sugyas of katan. It's true, there are situations maybe where he could get involved in mekach u'memkar and things like that. But the point is, without this sugya, I would have thought that a katan could get married. Ashma inan kra, that there's no eishes ish. Vash state, if there's no eishes ish, the katan ain't like kedushin. But without this, I would have thought that maybe a katan would have kedushin. Achrayna mass, that there's another Rashi in Shas, in Perek HaMadr, Mesechtes Ksubis, Tafayim Gimel Amud Beis, where Rashi says, the pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha. So I quote, Dibra maskel katan, ein kiddush of klum, the lav bar kichahu, ki yikach ish ksiv. Because it says, ki yikach ish, ish v'loi katan. So Achrayna Mabadr, it seems to be a steer in Rashi. Rashi over here says that, how do I know that a katan is ein loi kiddushin? I know it from the parasha of someone that's mezana, ish asheyinaf, as ish, probably ish as katan. Over here it sounds like I don't have to come onto the parasha of someone being noyif with an ish as ish. The ikur parasha of kiddushin, ki yikach ish, isha, ish would seem to suggest ish v'loi katan. But just two others on this note. Kiddushin by a katan. Number one, and we spoke a little bit about this in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra,
Basra. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. Remember, we had Cotton Part 1, Cotton Part 2, and Cotton Part 3. So in theory, this could be, if we had enough time anyways, this would be Cotton Part 4. But the point is, what's that? Yes, Harabah. So either, and that is that the Rambam in Hilchas Soita. So the Rambam says, there are certain women that they don't drink from the Meis Soita. And how many women are there? 15. The Chamesh Esrei Noshim. So these are the other Chamesh Esrei Noshim. You have the Chamesh Esrei Noshim in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. And now you have Chamesh Esrei Noshim that don't drink from the Meis Soita. And the Rambam lists them. Ve'elohen Arusa, She'meres Yama, Kitana Eishas HaGadol, V'Gedoyla Eishas HaKatan. That's what we need. O Gedoyla Eishas HaKatan. So if a Katan is married, and Kinoi Stira Bezdin, no Meisaita. Why? Because Gedoyla Eishas HaKatan is no Meisaita. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us the Makar. The Rambam goes through each one of them and tells us how we know each one. Isha, probably Eishas HaKatan. It says Isha. Isha suggests that the husband is an Ish, as opposed to an Eishas HaKatan. So Makshima Ulam, the Maiser Rekeach, others ask that I need a pasuk in the parasha of Soita. I need a pasuk in the parasha of Soita to tell me that an Eishas HaKatan doesn't drink from the Mei Soita. There's no Kedusha by a Katan. At the end of the day, there's no Kedusha by a Katan. So if there's no Kedusha by a Katan, then obviously there's no parasha of Soita. Soita sets itself up, there's a man and a woman. They're not just living together, they're married. There has to be an Ishus. To the extent that there's no Ishus, then what's past the parasha of Soita? So why do I need a special limud in the parasha of Soita to tell that an Eishas HaKotin is one of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim that don't drink from the Mayim HaMorim, Mei Soita? If there's no issues by a Katan, then Fashteit Zachalein, there's no Mei Soita. Says the Maaser Rekeach, a Dover Nifla, based on another Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Adarim. The Rambam is Perek, Yud Aleph, Halacha D'Aleph. We're familiar with the concept of Mufla Samach Le'ish. There's an idea that if somebody's a Mufla Samach Le'ish, he's not an Ish, he's not Bar Mitzvah, but he's Samach Le'ish. His Nedarim are going to be a Neder. So Pasha, you understand the Mufla Samach Le'ish is a Katan. He's not Bar Mitzvah yet. He's 12, 12 and a half. He's a Samach Le'ish. That person, his Nedarim are going to be a Neder. But the Rambam has a different definition of Mufla Samach Le'ish. Says the Rambam, when somebody turns 13 years old, Nidreim Kayom, and his Neder is a Neder. And Afal Pi Shaloi Hiviya Semon, even though he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus yet, V'Adayin Lo Nasi G'dayim L'Chol Dover, which means that he's not really a gadol l'chol davar. Still, if he's 13 years old, despite the fact that he doesn't have shtei Cyrus, the halach is his neder is a neder. V'davar zeh midivrei Torah, it's a din d'oraisa, sha'amufla hasamach le'ish, hekdesh hekdesh, v'nedarav nedarim. It's learned out from the pasuk, and the Rambam says this is the definition of a mufla samach le'ish. In other words, we know that when does a person become bar mitzvah? Not when he turns 13 years old. When he brings shtei Cyrus. When he brings Shtei Cyrus. Why then do we always associate Bar Mitzvah with 13? It's because of Chazaka de Rava, this Masechtas Nida, where Rava said that once a boy turns 13 and a girl turns 12, there's a Chazaka that they brought Shtei Cyrus. But it's all based on Chazaka. That's why for Dine De Raisa, like Parashat Zachar, Bar Mitzvah boy will never learn Parashat Zachar. Because Parashat Zachar is a Dine De Raisa. For Dine De Raisa, we don't rely on the Chazaka de Rava. For Dine De Rabana to be the Shleach Tzibur, Meir, in the middle of the week, or Kriyas HaTeru De Rabana on Shabbos, that we don't have an issue with. But for Dine De Raisa, being that we don't know for sure that this boy is a gadol, because all he is 13 years old, which means there's a chazaka that he's a gadol, but really he's not a gadol, says the Rambam. So let's say I have someone that's 13 and I know for sure that he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. So really, if you would ask somebody, he would tell you he's not bar mitzvah. If you know for sure that he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, what's the shayla? The only reason we assume when you turn 13 that you're bar mitzvah is because of the chazak of the rabbah. But to the extent that I know for sure you didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, what's the question? Of course you're not going to be bar mitzvah. Says the Rambam, it's true. Yeah, not a gadol l'chol davar, but you are a gadol for some things. And that is mufla samach le'ish. You're 13, but you didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. Now let's read again, l'shoinei hazov shel Rambam. Hoyo v'yigiyu l'shnei ha'gdoilim, when somebody turns 13, nidreim kayomim, his neder is a neder. And afal pi shelo hiviya simonim, even though he didn't bring Cyrus yet, v'adayin lo nase gdoilim l'chol davar. And he's not a gadol l'chol davar, says the Maaser Rekeach. And the rogach of a goy, and we've spoken out of the past, gdoili gdoili achreinim, all medayik in this Rambam. That it's Bavur in the Rambam. The Rambam is not just saying that Mufla Samach Le'ish is a din in Hilchas Nedarim. But when somebody turns 13, even though he doesn't bring Shtei Cyrus, he becomes a Gadol.
He's just not a gadol l'chol davar. Meaning, gadlus in theory can happen in two stages. When somebody turns 13, even though he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, he becomes a shtickle gadol. Is he a full-fledged gadol? No, he's not a full-fledged gadol. But a gadol he is, just not l'chol davar. When do you become a gadol l'chol davar? That's when you're 13 and you have Shtei Cyrus. But 13 without Shtei Cyrus, you're not a regular katan anymore. At that point, you're going to be a gadol. Said the Ma'aser Kech, could be that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam held that there was a drosha in the parasha of Soita that teaches me that an eishes hakatan doesn't drink mei Soita. Stellt sich der Frage, why do I need a limud in the parasha of Soita? Typically, there's anyways no issue. The katan, a katan can't get married. It could be, you know where it was negeya this drosha? It was negeya this drosha if you had not a full-fledged katan, not an 11-year-old boy. You have a 13-year-old boy who didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, where the Rambam said, he's a gadol le miktzas dvarim. You're just not a gadol le chol davar. But with regards to some halachas, you are a gadol. It could be the Rambam held that that type of katan slash gadol could get married. And if he could get married, then I would have thought that maybe there is a parasha of Saita. Kamash malan alimud isha. That Eishes HaKatan, at the end of the day, you're a katan, and being that at the end of the day, you're a katan, l'miksas dvarim, you're not going to have the parasha of Soita. So the Ma'aser Kech was saying, it's true, the Rambam didn't need a pasuk to be b'mayit, a full-fledged katan. A full-fledged katan doesn't have kedushin. If there's no kedushin, of course there's no Soita. We're talking about a katan that does have kedushin. What kind of katan has kedushin? The same katan that can make a neder, with the Rambam, again, the L'shoyne Azov said, v'adayin le'nasa gedoylem l'chol dover. That's the punchline in the Rambam. Where it's mavur in the Rambam that it's not exclusive to Mufla Samachlish. It's something that is negeya other halachas as well. The Rogachev Gaon said it's negeya karbonos. It's negeya other areas as well. Where, with regards to some areas, we treat him as a gadol. So Vaistoy says the Ma'aser Kech, the Rambam must have held. This is all the Rambam l'shitasoy that shonim b'loy simonim. You're enough gadol for you to be able to get married, but at the same time, there's a drasha, you're not enough gadol for you to have a parish of sight. So what does it have to do with us? Rashi is bothered with a kasha. You have a pasuk, v'ish ha-sheyinaf as ish as ish, that dafka ish as ish, there's going to be the parish of Neof, not ish as cotton. I thought ish as cotton, it doesn't make sense. It's an oxymoron. A cotton can't get married. Says Rashi and Achinami, Ashmi, you know the Kotan, this is the Makar. But later on, I don't know if you have to say that. Could be the Makar is Kikach Ishisha, like Rashi says in Parakamad, the Mesachtes Ksubas. Why do I need a Pasik to tell me? Because the Rambam is going to say that it is possible for a Kotan to get married if he was a Gia Lechlal Shonim, Velo Gia Lechlal Simonim. And just like there was a Havamidi that there should be Saita by such an Ashes Akotan, to the point that I need a Drosha to tell me there's not. Again, according to the Ma'aser Kech spear in the Rambam, so too I would have thought there's a parish of Eishes Ish. Kamash Malav, Prat Leishes Katan, that you're not going to have a parish. I think that the way the Ma'aser Kech explained the Rambam, it could be it's a beautiful beer in this Gemara right here. Just one other Ha'ara that's worth mentioning on this note, and that is a Rashi, Mesechtes Sanhedrin, later in our Mesechta, Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Ha'oyev Es Ishtei Kegufay, if somebody loves his wife like himself, V'amechabda, Yoyser Migufay. The Hamadrich Banu Vubnais of Derech Yeshara, and he puts Koiches into being Mechanich his children. The Hamasian Samach Lepirkan, and he gets them, marries them off. Samach Lepirkan. Samach Lepirkan. Olav Akosav, Oyemev Yodati, Kisholim Alecha, Ufakadato Novech Belosechta. So there's an idea of marrying off your children, Samach Lepirkan. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Samach Lepirkan? Adayin Ketanim Heim. It means when they're still Ketan. Now the Brisa said clearly, Hamadrich Bonov Ubnoisov, Vamasiyot Bonov Ubnoisov, he marries off his sons and daughters, Samuch Lepirkan, while they're still Ktanim. Sounds like from Rashi, it's possible for a Katan to get married. It's possible to have Eishes HaKot. Now, Midday Raisa, we're not going to make a stiris HaRashi. Rashi already told us, whether it's from Kika Cheshisha, or whether it's from Eishes Ish, probably Eishes HaKotan. We know, Ashmina, that there's no Eishes when it comes to a Kotan. But Midday Rabbanan, at the very least, it sounds like there is a concept of Eishes by a Kotan. There's an idea of, to the contrary, the Katchilo, you should marry Samach Lepirka. By the way, Tosfos argues with Rashi, and Tosfos has a Gemara, Masechtas Yevamim. It's funny, Tosfos scanned all of Shas, and he has one Gemara where it's Mashma that a Kotan can't get married, even Midday Rabbanan. Yevamim is Kuf Yud Beis. You have to make it to the end of Yevamim. You have to make it to the end of Yevamim to know this halacha, that a Kotan doesn't have Nesuin. So what does this mean? So Tosfos is a very big Chiddush, a tremendous Chiddush, that really a Kotan can't get married, even Midday Rabbanan. But at the same time, if a father takes his son while he's a Kotan, and puts them together with a girl, and they're mezana, it's not going to be znos.
Usually, if you're not married, it's znus. By definition, it's not going to be znus. That's what Tosfos says. But the bottom line is, Rashi's not mashma that way. Rashi sounds like it's possible for a katan to get married, albeit midrabbana. I might say the Rambam argues. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, the Rambam says that what does it mean, samach lepirkan? It means right when you're bar mitzvah. And that's the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that you cannot get married until you turn 13 years old. Mi ben yud gimel, that's when you're right to get married. Nishma deiraisa, nishma derabunan. You can't get married until you turn 13 years old. The katchila, 18. Once you turn 20, you're already too old. But that's basically what the gist of the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is right in the beginning of Evan Ezer. But I'll just tell you one beautiful thing that I heard once from my father's Rav, Rabbi Yosef Arinster. We say, Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, can you kanes the Torah ulechop alamasim tovin? Right, Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, can you kanes the Torah ulechop alamasim tovin? So you do it, Tesiantiv's Kasha, he says, I don't understand the order. Can you kanes the Torah and then chopa masim tovin? Torah is bar mitzvah, presumably. Chuppa is Shmoneh Esrei L'chuppa. Masim Tovim is Bar Mitzvah. The order seems to be a little out. What does it mean? Can you kanes to Torah L'chuppa L'masim Tovim? So you do it. The Vilna Rav, the Dayan in Vilna, Reb Shlomo Mivilna, Binyan Shtechetchik Shlomo. So he writes in his Akdama to one of his Svarim that he had a brother that was a Goyin Adar. His brother was a tremendous Goyin. And he says he was such a Goyin that when he was a very young child, they were reading him the best shidduchim in Europe. He says, Mamish the Shensten, the best shidduchim. They were reading him. So he said, his father once said, Bederech, but Derech Melitza, he said, maybe that's the pshat and the nusach. The change, Nichnas Lebris, can you kanis the Torah lechuppah lemasim tovim? Why does chuppah come before masim tovim? Masim tovim is bar mitzvah. Shemay Nesra lechuppah, he says, we're vinching on the child that he should be such a prodigy, he should be such a superstar, that it should be chuppah before masim tovim. They should be renting him shidduchim even before the bar mitzvah, while he's still a katan. But I heard from a variance there, he said, beautiful, that we always speak out from the Rogach of a Goyin and from the Kozhag of a Goyin, that Shneim Nischavnu L'Dabar Echad, that even though you don't become bar mitzvah until you're 13, but a katan has an obligation to learn Torah even with the Rabbana. The Rogach of a Goyin said it has to be that way. Because if a katan doesn't have a chiyuv to learn Torah, how's it possible that when you turn 13 years old, all of a sudden you're obligated to observe 613 mitzvahs? There should be some training period. Right, you sit down, you go to some training course, 3-4 weeks later after you trained, now already you know what you're supposed to do. But how can you expect the bar mitzvah? The second the sun sets, the night of your bar mitzvah, now you're chayvin kriyas shma midereisa. You do have to say brichas hatorah, you don't have to say brichas hatorah. Right, every bar mitzvah pshat, but the point is that how can you be mechayvin? What's brichas hatorah? I'm supposed to know what brichas hatorah is? Maybe it was my father's obligation to tell me, but I'm the one that's on the hook. He already said baruch shepetrani this morning by landing. So what do you want from me? Right, so it's my chiv, said the Rogachov, said vice versa, yeah. He says, vice versa, you're cotton, you should have figured. So a cotton, said the Rogachov, a guy has a chiv to say birchas ha-toira, midday rice. The Kozhuk of a guy said the same thing. My boy said this by the Rabbi Mr. Shatel, the dog spoke out the Eretz Svi, the Kozhuk of a guy. But the point is that the cotton has a chiv, Talmud Torah, midday rice. So he said, Gevaldik. Kishem shenichnas bris, can you call the Torah? What comes first? Torah. Because when you're a cotton, you already have a chiv to learn Torah. Then comes getting married. Rashi says, when you're supposed to get married, samach lepirkan. Adayin ketanim hey. And only afterwards is ma'isim toivim when you come bar mitzvah. So the seid is beautiful. Torah first, because the cotton's already chayim. When you're samach lepirkan, then it's chuppah. And then ma'isim toivim is when you're actually bar mitzvah. Either way, on that note, so we had arba mises bezden. Skila, tsreifa, herik, v'chenek. And now we're going to go off on a tangent. It's not a digression, but it's going to lead to many, many, many digressions. And that is, we're going to start going into each one of the Arba Mises Bezdin. Elohin on a Skolin, we're going to have Elohin on a Chnokim. We're going to go into each one individually. I just want to say one interesting thing. So we're learning Perek Arba Mises Bezdin. So Bezdin used to administer 4 different types of Mises. Skila, Sreifa, Herik, V'chanek. What determined which Misa you're going to get? So now we're going to learn it. Elohim, and Iskolin, right? It's all outlined in the Torah. Who's supposed to get what? So you know that there's capital punishment in the United States. So despite a lot of advocacy groups that are trying to abolish it, but as of now, I'm sure at some point in the future, it won't be that way anymore. But right now, there are certain crimes where a person in the United States of America can get the death sentence. So today, when somebody's killed, how do they kill them? So usually it's lethal injection. When we were growing up, it was the electric chair. But today, it's primarily lethal injection. But if you look it up, it's interesting. There are actually 5 methods of execution that are considered okay. So it's not Dalit Mises Bezdin. It's Hey Mises Bezdin. There are 5 different types of Mises that are administered right now by the United States government. By the way, capital punishment is legal in 31 states. There's 31 states right now that are still okay with capital punishment. 5, what are the 5? It's lethal injection, the electric chair, lethal gas, hanging, and firing squad. So it's interesting, the way it works is that stam misa is lethal injection. The only way a person will ever get another form of death is if he chooses it, or for whatever reason, this person can't get lethal injection. What's happening is a lot of these advocacy groups are trying to make it difficult for the government to even get the chemicals that they need for them to be able to inject these people. It's a mess. But the point is that lethal injection is considered, so if a person has no preference, or you know, he says, yeah, whatever, then it's going to be lethal injection. It's if he has a preference depending on the state. So for example, let's say he says, I want to be killed by a firing squad. So there's actually only two states that allow that. It's Oklahoma and Utah. The last time it happened in 2010, there was an inmate that wanted to be killed. That's amazing. 7 years ago, there was somebody that was killed by firing squad. But the bottom line is, it's not Dalud Mises Bezdin, it's Hey Mises Bezdin. And on that note, suck the Mishnah. Hey, lo, hey, now you know the rest of the story. Hey, is calling. So the following, if somebody is Mizana with his mother, Valeshazov, or not his mother, but his father's wife. Valakala, his daughter-in-law. Valazachar, a man. Valabehema, the isha meviyas habehema, or a woman that's mezana with a behema. Vamegade, someone that's mevarches Hashem. Va'oived avodas kechavim. Va'noisim mizarei lamoilach. We'll see more about that. Ubaloiv yedaini, forms of kishuf. Vamechalas hashabes. Vamekalo love the imoy. Va'abal naira murasa. Va'amesis. Va'amediach. V'hamechashev uben soiru mayras. Pretty straightforward. These are the niskalim. Abalo aim, if someone is ba on his mother, chayiv alem mishum aim, umishum eishazav, he's going to be chayiv for two arayas. Number one, it's his mother. Imoy is an erva. And number two, his mother is also his father's wife, assuming that. And therefore, this is going to be eishazav as well. Yehuda says, ein chayiv alem mishum aim bilvat. No, you're only chayiv for aim. So if somebody's mother is also his father's wife, it doesn't matter, you're going to be chayiv for aim, you're not going to be chayiv for eish esav. Abal eish esav, if someone's bal eish esav, chayiv mishum eish esav, umishum eish es ish. So there's eish esav, but there's also eish es ish. She's not worse than any other married woman. Bein b'chayiv, bein la'achar misas ofif. And this chiyuv will be true if his father's alive, or even if his father's not alive. Now Rashi clarifies that obviously if his father's not alive, then his father's wife is not an eish es ish anymore. It's just eish esav. Araya survived death. We'll speak more about that. But Araya survived death. That's Araya, by the way, that there's an ishus between man and woman even after the spouse dies. Because if there's no ishus after death, if death shall part this ishus, then it doesn't make sense that there should be an erva la'achar misa. So one of the rayas that you see that ishus survives death is the parsha of Arayas. The fact that there's an Isser Eishas of even after the father's not alive anymore. Beimen or Erisin, Beimen or Nesuin. Additionally, the Isser Eishas of is true whether the father had Erisin or if the father had Nesuin, right? Of course, in the Torah, Erisin doesn't mean that they had a L'chaim and a Vart and they took pictures. Erisin means that there was a real marriage. Harei at mikudesh asleep at the vazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Abal kalasa, if someone's born his daughter-in-law, chayv alem mishum kalasa, umishum Eishas ish. His daughter-in-law is married to his son, so obviously she's also an Eishes Ish. Bein b'chayiv b'noi, bein la'achav nisus b'noi. Again, not regarding Eishes Ish, only regarding Kalasai. So even if his son dies, it's still going to be an Issa Kalasai. Bein min Eirisin, bein min anisun. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda said, im loy hoysa imay ru'uya la'aviv, ein echayiv, eli mishoma ein bovad. That in the event that his father was married to his mother, so far so good, but the father and the mother were not ru'uyin, really, to be married to each other. They should not have been married to each other. Gemara's going to explain what that means. And now the son is boil this woman. So he's chayev for aim, because she is his mother. But being that father and mother really should not have been married to each other, it's for that reason they're not going to be chayev for eishes of. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned in our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Ein chayiv el mishum aim bovat. The Tanakam in the Mishnah said, "Abol aim chayiv olel mishum aim umishum eish esav." So, if somebody's mother is also his father's wife, like in most cases, and he's baal imay, there'll be imay and there'll be eish esav. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein chayiv el mishum aim bovat." And Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah did not qualify. There's no fine print that you have to read. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying unequivocally, there's no such thing as being chayiv for aim and be chayev for Eish Hasav. You chayev for Eim, you never chayev for Eish Hasav. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is not the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is already saying, no, imloi ha'yisa imay ru'uya la'aviv, in the event that mother and father really are not ru'uyim for each other, this is not a compatible shidduch, then ain't chayev elim mishom eim v'vad, then you're going to be chayev. And Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah are not the same Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. But either way, so what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that if father and mother are not ru'uyin to be married to each other, doesn't mean that they literally couldn't be married because there was some incestuous relationship between father and mother. There was chayve krisos, chayve mrs. bezin. It would mean then, michal drabbanan tzavri, they mean to say that because Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the rabbanan. I mean, the rabbanan say in that case, you are going to be chayve mishum imoy and mishum eshazav. Do the rabbanan hold that afal gafte ene ru'uyoloi, even if she's ene ru'uyoloi, still you're going to be chayve for eshazav, unless like kedushin begavah. There's no kedushin. If they're not married to each other, if kedushin wasn't toifis, because it's chayve krisos and chayve mrs. bezin, then she's not an eshazav. Then nobody can argue. Elo chayve lavin. It must be that where Rabbi Yehuda was saying as halacha was that if there's a chayve lavin relationship, chayve lavin issue between husband and wife, it's over there that there's going to be a chiyah for imoy, but there's not going to be a chiyah for eshazav. The rabbanon argue. Why do the rabbanon argue? The rabbanon say, I don't care if father and mother are married, and by the way, mother happened to have been also the father, bechayve lavin. I don't care. Still, you're going to be chayev mishum imoy, and you're going to be chayev mishum eshazav. Why? Because despite the fact that there's chayve lavin, she's still eshazav. Because kedushin is toifas bechayve lavin. Someone's mekadesh an isha who's also tim bechayve lavin. It doesn't matter. The kedushin is still going to be a kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that einoy. He must hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar ain't kedushin toivsin bechayve lavin. So if ain't kedushin toivsin bechayve lavin, so it comes out she's not ru'uyah. In other words, the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether kedushin is toivsin bechayve lavin or kedushin is not toivsin bechayve lavin. But the Gemara says, is that true? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that kedushin is not toivsin bechayve lavin. Must Rav Yishia is a mitzvah kedusha. Chayin letzis v'loy misya bemes. It's a mishnah mesachtes yevamis that if a woman falls liyibum and she's usher to the yavam, why? It was either iser mitzvah or it's iser kedusha. So the halacha is you do chalitza, but you don't do yibum. Iser mitzvah. What does iser mitzvah mean? The Mishnah explains. Shniyos midei reisayim. She was also midei rabbana. So being that midei reisa, she fell yibum. Of course, you have to do something. So you have to do chalitza. But being that she's aser midei rabbanan, so you don't do yibum. That my karli iser mitzvah. Why is shniyos called iser mitzvah? She mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. Iser kedusha. What's iser kedusha? Amana l'kayin gadol. Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hadin. It's a case of chayve lavin specifically. Related to Kayhan. So the Yavam was a Kayan, and she was an Amana, Grusha, Chalutza. The halacha is, again, there's going to be no Yibum, but there is going to be Chalitza. And why? Vamai Karilu Issa Kedusha. Why are these Chayvi Lavin called Issa Kedusha? The Chsiv Kedusha Miu, Leila came in the Parsha of Kayhanim, all the Yisrei Kohuna. In Parsha Zemar, it says Kedusha Miu, Leila came. Vatani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, Rabbi Yehuda flipped it. Rabbi Yehuda said that Shnias Medivei Soifim is not Issa Mitzvah, it's Issa Kedusha. And Chayvi Lavin is not Issa Kedusha, it's Issa Mitzvah. But says the Gemara, Chalufei hu demachlef. He just flipped which one's Issa Mitzvah and which one is Issa Kedusha. But at the same time, ha chalitza boi. You still have to do chalitza. Got it? So again, you have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me the halacha. What happens if a chayve lavin, that's the part of this that we need. What happens if a chayve lavin falls liyibum? Chayve lavin falls liyibum. Chayletzes v'loy nesev endless. Now, machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, what the right terminology to describe chayvei lavin is. Should we refer to chayvei lavin as iser kedusha, or should we refer to chayvei lavin as iser mitzvah? But it sounds like both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the two Tanoim mentioned in the Mishnah, are of the opinion that chayvei lavin is chayletzes v'leim isebes. What's the kasha? Yevamis 101. The is o kedayet Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Sirle. If you can tell me, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that holds ein kedushin toifes bechayvei lavin mechti chayvei lavin. Rabbi Akiva chayvei krisus dami. According to Rabbi Akiva, chayvei lavin treated like a chayvei krisus. I mean, the Chachamim hold kedushin not toifes but chayvei krisus. Rabbi Akiva expanded that and said it's true for chayvei lavin as well. Now, what's the halacha if a chayvei krisus falls liyibum?
first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. V'chayvi krisas la b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu. There's no yibum and there's no chalitza, which means that according to Rabbi Akiva, if a chayvi lavin falls the yibum, there's going to be no yibum, there's going to be no chalitza. So from Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that ain't kedushin tayfus b'chayvi lavin. It has to then emerge that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a chayvi lavin falls the yibum, there's going to be no yibum v'lo chalitza. So how could Rabbi Yehuda be mentioned in that Mishnah of Amos Tavchav Amin Aleph? Is your mitzvah is kedushin chalitza? Let me say abemes that this chalitza, if we're talking about chayvi lavin, one of the two are chayvi lavin. So we have chayvi lavin mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda would seem to hold chayvi lavin as chalitza. That by definition means Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, it's not true. L'dvar of the Tanakama, come avalei leisfirle. You want to know Rabbi Yehuda, if you asked him his opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, Chayve Lavim, Chaylet says, no, absolutely not. Chayve Lavim, no Yibun, there's no Chalitza, because Chayve Lavim is treated like Arayas. And just like Arayas, Chayve Krisis with Ketushin is not Toifis, what's the Halacha? No Yibun, no Chalitza. Chayve Lavim is going to be the same way. Why did you, Rabbi Yehuda, why you mention this Mishnah of Chaylet, let me say Abemis? You told the Chachamim that Isser Mitzvah is really Chayvi Lavin, Isser Kedusha is really Shnius B'Divrei Seferim, why are you getting involved? Says the Gemara, the Dvar of the Tanakama Kama. I was just talking to the Tanakama. I just told the Tanakama that you have it wrong. You said Isser Mitzvah is Shnius, and Isser Kedusha is Chayvi Lavin. It's in the reverse. But it's all a Dvar Rav. According to me, there's also Mishnah. According to you, that there's Chalitza b'Chayvi Lavin and there's Chalitza b'Shnius. So you want to know which one to refer to as Issa Mitzvah, which one to refer to as Issa Kedusha. You had it your way. I'm telling you, I have it my way. But v'leilei, sphirilei, as it relates to me, Rabbi Yehuda, ichab garnish satam etem Mishnah. Bottom line is that there's two Rabbi Yehudas, both of whom are arguing with the Chacham. The Mishnah, the Chachamim said that if somebody is ba al imoy, that is also Eshes Aviv, you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. You're going to be Chayiv Shom Imai, Chayiv Shom Eshes Aviv. So if someone's Baal Imai that's not Eshes Aviv, that's easy. You're Chayiv Shom Imai. If somebody's Baal Eshes Aviv that's not Imai, that's also easy, right? Your stepmother, of course, you're going to be Chayiv. There's an Erva called Imai, there's an Erva called Eshes Aviv. The Shaila is where Imai and Eshes Aviv are the same person. Are you Chayiv too for Imai and for Eshes Aviv? Or are you only going to be Chayiv one? In the Mishnah, the Chachamim say very clearly, Habala Aim, Chayev aleh mishum eim u mishum eishasav. Rabbi Yehuda was also very straightforward. Eim eichayev eli mishum eim bovat. But there was another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that no. In a classic case of a bala eim, that's also eishasav, I agree you're going to be chayev shtayim. Where does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not going to be chayev shtayim? If the father and the mother were not allowed to be married to each other, it was a chayve lave. Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that Kedusha is not Toifas B'Chayvi Lavin, some Emela, there's no Eshes Av. But all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that they're not married. It's a halacha that permeates Gan Shas, like we just saw, it permeates Yevamis. It's something that has ramifications everywhere. And just like you, Rabbanan, agree that a father and mother can't get married because there's a Chayvi Krisis, Chayvi Mises Bezdin, so obviously there's going to be no Eshes Av. So here too, there's going to be no Eshes Av either. But in a regular case where it is possible for there to be an Imoy and an Eshes Av, I agree, you'll be Chayev Shnai. But in the Mishnah, it's Machloikis. In the Mishnah, not in the Brais, in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's Machloikis, where according to the Chachamim, Imoy Shei Eshes Av, you're going to be Chayev for Imoy and Eshes Av, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're only going to be Chayev Mishum Imoy. So if we have Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, it's going to be based on Psukim, that's pretty obvious. So it says the Gemara, what is the time of Machloikis? Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak Toni, Kidetnan, Rabbi Yitzchak came and he had the version of the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Chacham the way we have it in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ene Chayv Eli Mishum Ein Bovat. V'tamamai. What was the reason for it? Amar Abaya. Abaya said the Amakra, because it says regarding the erva of Imoy Imchohi. It says ervas avicha. The ervas imcho loisegala Imchohi loisegala ervaska. And we learn from Imchohi Mishum Imoy Ata Mechayvoy V'Ata Mechayvoy Mishum Eshesa El Meyato. So the Gemara asks, by the erva of eshes avicha, it says ervas eshes avicha loisegala ervas avicha hi mishum eshes av ata mechayve v'ata mechayve mishum imoy. So you're going to make the same drasha. That you chayve for eshes av, you're not chayve for imoy. What's the problem? In the parasha of imoy, I have a miut that says that if it's imoy and eshes av, you only chayve mishum imoy. And in the parasha of eshes av, I have a miut that says that if it's imoy and eshes av,
you only chayiv mishum esh azav. But the Gemara says, do the arithmetic. Does that make any sense? So basically what's coming at is in the parish of Imoy, I know that you chayv mishum Imoy, but if it's Imoy and Eshes Av, you're still only going to be chayv mishum Imoy. In the parish of Eshes Av, I know you chayiv mishum eshes av, but I have a miut that says that if it's imay and eshes av, you technically only chayiv mishum eshes av, or at the very least, you can't be chayiv mishum imay. So that means if imay that's not eshes av, you chayiv for, that's imay. Eshes av that's not imay, you chayiv for, that's eshes av. Imay she eshes av, I have a miut in imay, I have a miut in eshes av, which essentially means I can't be chayiv at all. So the Gemara says, how could that be? How could it be that you chayiv mishum imay when it's imay and not eshes av? You chayiv for eshes av when it's Eishes Av and not Imoy, but somehow if it's Imoy and it's not Eishes Av, you're not going to be Chayiv at all. Vesu, the Gemara says, another Kasho, L'Rabbono Nami. He said, that can't be Rabbi Yehuda's Makar. You can't tell me his Makar is Imchahi. Because if he has a Makar of Imchahi, he has to have Ervas of Ichahi, and that's just not going to make sense. And not just that, if that is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar, L'Rabbono Nami Yoksev Imchahi, Rabbono have to do something with Imcha. Ella, you know what the Rabbanon are going to do with it? That we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Yehuda Nami. So Rabbi Yehuda is also going to use Imchahi for the same exact reason. So the bottom line is Imchahi is not the Makar. So what is the Makar? Ella Amar Avacha Breid Ravika Amakra Ervasa. It says Ervasa. Ervas Avicha Ve'ervas Imcha Leisagala Imchahi Leisagala Ervasa. We learn from there. Rabbi Yehuda does Mishum Erva Achazat Mechayvay Ve'at Mechayvay Mishum Shteir. So you can be Chayv for one Erva. It says by the erva of your daughter-in-law. It says there too loisegala ervas. So alchanami it should come out. Mishum ervas atam mechayvoy. V'atam mechayvoy mishum shtei arayis. You should never be chayev for two arayis when it comes to your daughter. What's the problem? V'atam we learned in our mishnah. Bal kalosoy chayev le mishum kalosoy umishum eshes ish. Bein bechayvoy bein lachamisas benoy. V'loy polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. So if the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds is no imay and eshes of is. Why? Because imoy, it says ervasa. So ervasa teaches me you can only be chayiv for one erva. It says ervasa by kalasa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds by kalasa you could be chayiv for two arayas. Which two? Kalasa, your daughter-in-law, and to the extent that she's married to your son, eshes ish. The problem is it says ervasa there too. So manoshach, if you're working with the drash of ervasa, why don't you have ervasa there? Elo, you have to say kimen dechad gufahu, being that they're one person. Afagav tetrei isurin inu, even though they're two isurim, ksev ervasa. The reason, the emphasis of Ravasa is not one erva. It's not one shem erva. The emphasis of Ravasa is it's one person. Here too, it's one person. So we're trying to figure out Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, again, in the Mishnah says that there's an erva of imcha. If someone's boil imoy erva. If someone's boil his stepmother, his father's wife, not his mother, it's his father's wife, erva. How do I know that? Pesukim in the Torah. It says ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha loisagala. It says ervas eshes avicha loisagala. These are pesukim in the Torah. The question is, what if, like in most cases, your father's wife is also your mother? So, are you going to be chayiv one? Or are you going to be chayiv two? In the Mishnah was a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. There's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in the Brisa, but that's really not such a machlokes. That's more zaitik. Kedusha Tevis Bechayvi Lavin is Kedusha not Tevis Bechayvi Lavin. But in the Mishnah, it's a real machloikis. According to the Chachamim, you're going to be Chayiv 2. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Chayiv 1. The question is, what's the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda? So first the Gemara thought, it says, Imcha hi. Imcha, you're only Chayiv for it, the shame, the Ervav. Imo, you're not Chayiv for Eches Avicha. But the Gemara said, that's not going to work. Then the Gemara thought, maybe because it says Ervasa. Ervasa, 1. But the Gemara said, that's not going to work. Elam, Arava, the third shot, and we'll pick up that tomorrow.